Yo, what it is, what it be, what it do. I am your girl, Kingdom Artist Chic. What's up? Welcome to another edition of Y'all Tripping. So anybody who's anybody, again, if you peruse or you got a social media account, especially with the gram, you got to be in on the verses, right? That started by your boy Timbaland. That's my guy, one of the greatest producers, is who is my standard of all producing, all things producing and production, Timbaland. And your guy Swizz Beatz, another amazing producer, songwriter. So, you know, they got the new verses coming up. They got the schedule coming up for in May. And guess who it is? Girl group, legends, my God, my girls, Sisters With Voices, SWV versus my girls Escape. I feel a way about this battle, you know, even though it be more like, you know, for the culture, a vibe out, or not really a competition. But you know how we do, we gonna make everything a competition, you know. You gonna put a damn black, oh, they won. So I just feel a way because, you know, I love both groups, but I'm a way in on how I feel about who could possibly win, or if there's a win, if there's a draw. You know, I've been watching all of the comments and, you know, just kind of seeing what people saying. And, you know, I feel a way about them comments. So I don't comment on other people's comments and status. Just keep it to myself because I feel like I'm a real artist. I'm a real musician. You know, I'm a person that loves music, and I kind of get in on music like real heavy. Like, man, when you used to open up the tape cassette cases and you read not just the lyrics, but you read who did all the production, who played the bass guitar on this song, who wrote and who added their melodies, who did the runs and arrangement, you know, who's the producing company, you know, who's the record label and the sub label. That's me. That's how heavily into music I was. I want to see who getting the credits, who doing all this. So with all that said, you know, I feel a way. I couldn't really call it off top, because there are a few factors, you know what I'm saying? If you wanna factor in a winner, if you say, well, who's to beat who, and off top, you know, people are naming their people. And I'm like, y'all amateurs, y'all ain't really just really getting in or doing the work, like going back to the history of SWV and going back to the history of Escape and even the individual members, you know what I'm saying? Somehow you just can't really lump them all together sometimes. You got to break them off individually because they have all grown and done individual work, you know, and they all have their individual contributions. So anyhow, I just feel about, you know, I've heard some people say, well, SWV gonna get murked by Escape, and some people say Escape might get murked. And this is how I feel. I can't call it right now one way or the other, but if I could, this is the criteria I would use. So SWV, my girl, Sisters With Voices, man, since I was a freshman in high school, they dropped their first joint. I'm so into you. Like, I was a whole freshman in high school, just starting high school. That was the joint. Everybody who thought they wanted to be a singer was singing that joint in the hallways. Everybody who thought they was gonna get a record deal, you know what I'm saying, in the city with Mike Dunn and whoever else, was singing that joint. I was in a girl group, you know, rap was always my first love, but you know, singing is my heart as well. So all things R&B and pop and, you know, whatever other genre, you know, you were singing that joint. I'm so into you. I will blow a little tune for y'all, but I'm a little hoarse right now. But however, you know, that was the first joint, and you know, they've had many albums. But if people only go off of the records that were released on the radio, especially on the radio where their city is syndicated, being syndicated or played, then you know, you're going to do yourself an injustice, because I've come to learn going to other cities, anybody who travels, you know, you have different radio stations who play a lot of underground music or play a lot of local artists, you know, or play other artists from all over. They put other songs in rotations versus, you know, a high profile station who sticking with their, you know, program director, whatever the program director say, this is what you're going to play, put in heavy rotation, a light rotation. So a lot of times you can't just say, oh, this artist is going to win based off of that, because SWV had a lot of joints on their album. But if you didn't buy the album, number one, or if other songs from the album wasn't released on the radio for you to hear, then you would just go based on that one song versus what you may hear another artist have 3 or 4 number one joints. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know how they got the heavy rotation. And even music back then, you know, the rotation program director, it was real prestigious, it was real tight, it was real political. And you still have a lot of it now, but there's a, I think there's a little bit more room now versus when it was then. But, you know, you would hear the same songs like, man, 20 times in 1 hour. Like, okay, it's other, they got other songs, you ain't gonna play that. But, you know, so it goes that way. So I'm saying, you can't all the time just say, yo, this group gonna get it because this, that. Escape had a lot of joints. They had a lot of number one joints. But SWV had their fair share of joints. They had Weak. You know, they had Anything. They had the remix to Anything. And for y'all that may not know, that remix, it was like the club joint. It was sped up because the Anything, it was slower. The original version was slower. It was like a ballad. But then they got the joint sped up. And that came from off the Above the Rim soundtrack. Uh-huh. Remember Tupac? And Dwayne Martin was in Above the Rim. Uh-huh. Marlon Wayans. Yeah, all of the heavy hitters was in that movie. So that song was on that soundtrack. And so the faster version. So they had a lot of joints, even from their later albums. You know, they had other albums, like, they were popping. You know, they had Rain, that Rained Down on Me. Man, they had a lot of joints. Let's see. SWV, they did a lot of collab joints with Missy. Come on, Puff. They did a lot of collab and joints with other artists, and it was just fire. But again, if you didn't buy their CD to even go through, to even know the name of their entire CD, you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even understand the jewels that was on there, the name of their albums and the name of the songs that was on there. So if you just went back with the radio play, 10 from 10, you're going to lose out. So, like, back in the day, them hot joints they had right here with the Michael Jackson joint in the back, the Human Nature remix. Merk, come on. That was like back in 92, It's About Time album. Then they came in 96, 4 years later, because remember, Coco got pregnant. So Coco was pregnant when they released that New Beginning. And then they had Release Some Tension in 1997. Come on, they had joint after joint. Like, you have to be a guru. You have to be a fan, like a supporter. You have to know that these sisters with voices had joints after joints. And please don't let me get into Coco alone when she went solo. She got a whole gospel album. She got two of them joints. I got both of them. Fire. Okay, fire. So we got to factor in all of that. You just can't factor in what you think you know. You know, so you can't call it. And most of the times, the people that's calling and saying, who going to win this, who going to win it, they ain't real fans. And like I said, I'm real fans of both groups. I was in girl groups. You know what I'm saying? I wrote, I produced, you know, I arranged, you know. So that's just my background, period. You know, but then you got the flip side. You know, let me hit my girls, Escape. They dropped the joints, man. Let me see. I think I was a junior in high school by this time when Escape, they dropped the Just Kicking. I was a junior in high school, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I was a junior when that Just Kicking, that was like, oh my God, come on. Jermaine Dupri, yeah, did it again. You know, he already kicked off with the Brat, and, you know, Criss Cross, yeah, legendary. He had did remixes and stuff with Biggie, you know. Then later on, of course, came with J.E., you know. So I'm going to even get into the whole catalog of the So-So Def. I'm just talking about, like, the So-So Def girls, the first ladies of the So-So Def label. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, you got to look at super producer Jermaine Dupri, super producer extraordinaire, and writer and arranger. You know, he knew how to put groups together, had they whole stilo. Escape had, like, out the gate number ones. And I would say, if you want to talk about groups who've had more songs in heavy rotation or more singles drop, I would say Escape did. I think they got the better release. Because first of all, you got to look at the battle of the labels. You got to do the history. Go back. SWV, they were signed to RCA. Now to me, looking at all of the artists who have ever been under RCA, and there's been so many dope artists, they didn't get to soar as well. It's like you hit boom, and then it's like it was a plateau, you know, versus you got Jermaine Dupri, So-So Def label, who was under Columbia. You know, you had that whole Columbia group. So, you know, Jermaine Dupri's father worked for Columbia. So naturally, you know, passed the baton, he was in there. So they was with Columbia. So, you know, you got a bigger or better or greater or more historical or legendary record label that's pushing you, you know, distribution wise. So I don't think artists who were under RCA, and again, I used to read the inside of the CD cover or the tape cover and just do my research, because again, I was in a group. So those are things and elements that we had to know, that we wanted to know, you know, about labels, what label were the best, what label would support you, what label had the better distribution, you know, who would really put you out there, who would really grind for you. And I feel like SWV was with RCA, they didn't get the exposure that they should have had. They didn't get the support. And then years later, they end up saying the very same thing. A thing that me and my friends had said early on, you know, back when the behind the scenes music industry was all hush hush, we were already saying those things that they ended up exposing or disclosing later. So I feel like RCA doesn't or didn't support their artists to the fullest, you know, back then. So I think SWV had a lot of gems on all of their albums. I just don't think they got enough singles that were put out in a rotation, because Chicago is one of the main cities where all types of music is flowing. New York, you know, LA, different parts of Cali, you know, you got the South. But you don't, if you go to them different spots and you don't hear other songs from them CDs playing, you know, then you know it's political. Like, why are you only playing that one song? They got like two other joints that's banging, that people banging in the clubs. Like, you got to get with it. Whereas again, you had Escape, where they had, man, I was in college. I went down to college and they bumping Who Can I Run To, not the original version. They had the remix with the Teddy Pendergrass behind it. Dun, 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 boom, boom, dun, 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 boom, 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 boom. Come on now. So now you got the grass, no grass like the Pender is behind it, like Jermaine Dupri, you doing this? So that joints were hitting. And that was the time and everybody started switching up the drum beat. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, okay. And then You're My Little Secret. Come on. Tonight from the first album. What? My girls did that in a talent show. That song was banging. So Escape has so many joints. Understanding Is My Living in Vain. Come on. About the Clark Sisters. Come on. So you got to look at them. Then you got, again, you got Tiny. And then you got Candy. Writer, producer extraordinaire. So we don't know how this battle gonna go, if these women are gonna have the exclusive rights to all of the music that they've been a part of. Because if that's the case, Candy gonna come with a whole other catalog, you know, of artists that she's written and produced for. You know, she got a lot of artists under her belt. You know, her and Tiny, they got them, you know, them Grammys. They got that goldware, baby. They got that hardware. They got them Grammys under their belt for writing and producing. You know, they go, and you know, TLC had one of the biggest hits, Scrubs, you know, so that was written by Tiny and Candy. So you got all of this stuff. So it comes down to the catalogs. That's why I said you can't just look at the whole group. You got to kind of go inside and dissect the group, because each artist, when they grew, you know, whether they disband and they was together or together, they still did individual projects. They were still working with other artists. And Candy is known to have spread her wings. The sister, man, she even produced for country and western artists. She did a lot of pop. She did a lot of, you know, eclectic, musical, eclectic stuff, just working outside of her original genre of R&B. You know, the girl talented. And I just think her vocal tone is so unique and dope. You know, her vocal range is so unique and dope. She can get down, you know what I'm saying, to a baritone or a second tenor, all the way up to a second soprano. You know, that's just her chest voice. We ain't even talking about the head voice, where she can go to first soprano and beyond and hit the operetta. So, you know, y'all ain't ready for that. Y'all ain't ready for that lingo. But again, when you a singer and you a vocal coach, you know these things. But you got that. But then, you know, there's so many aspects you could look at. You got Coco. My God, the girl has had children. Now, usually when women have children, they begin to lose octaves. They'll lose one or two octaves. Kiki Wyatt, she's admitted to losing at least two octaves after having all her babies. Coco has had her one, and then I think it was another one. She had another kid. I think there's two. I feel like it was two or three children. But Coco could really still sing some stuff, and the natural head voice is just still ridiculous. God has really preserved that girl's vocal range, like unlike any other artist that I've seen and monitored over the years. Coco can still hit some original notes. Like, I don't think she suffered any loss of octaves yet. Like, and this is a sad note. Coco and Kiki Wyatt, they are two of my favorite artists, like as far as runs and range and vocal control. Kiki is just, man, that girl is a savage beast. They both had done a song by Patti LaBelle, If You Only Knew. Now, y'all know Patti is just banana. She's just done a whole cloud by herself, whole realm by herself. But they both did that song, sampled that song. And to me, Coco's version was better because Coco did it in her head voice. She did it in the natural, chest voice, not the head voice. She did it. But even in her hitting the head voice, it was still a natural tone. It wasn't her going in falsetto. Kiki, to me, bull jabbed on this song. She did a lot of falsetto and singing soft. I'm like, Kiki, you jabbing, man. You got the range. You bull jabbing. So I'm saying all that to say, you want to factor in vocals, you know, vocal ability, you know. So it's so many ways to dissect that. Versus you got Latasha Scott in the group Escape. So if you want to pit the heavy leads against each heavy lead, even though everybody in Escape sang lead, Tasha was still really known as one of the heavy leads, you know, mostly the leads. Everybody sung lead in some songs on all of the albums because, you know, they just have a unique sound, which is really dope. And so you're kind of grateful for that. You're grateful for the variety, you know, whereas SWV, Coco did a majority of the leads, even though when they did the second album, Taj stepped out a little bit. They was always, you know, seemingly trying to push Taj out. And Lily did a lot of, you know, she did some lead work. But a lot of times when you could hear in the background when it sounds like it's all Coco, because I know their voices individually, I could hear Taj, because Taj would be doing the tenor notes, you know, a lot of tenor notes or down to the baritone notes, which Coco could get down there too. I'm telling you, that girl bad. But at certain times, Lily, when she hit certain notes, she could sound like Coco at certain times, because Lily is a soprano too, you know, but she more like a soprano too, versus Coco, who's a soprano one and above, you know, gone with the range. So, however, again, you got to be a vocal coach or a vocalist to really know those, or study music to even know what I'm talking about. But so I'm saying this versus SWV versus Escape, it's hard to say who's going to win, you know, but if you're just going on most released singles or most released popular songs, you will probably give it to Escape, because I feel like they're record label and distribution push for them more. They had a better label, you know. So Def, who was with under, you know, the Columbia group, and you know, so you had that whole thing versus SWV, who was like with the Crab Barrel record label, RCA. And again, if you do your history, you're doing your research, a lot of artists that was under RCA, one off the top of the dome was on Rome, and he had that song, I belong to you, I'll give all my love to you. That was the cut back in the day. I know I'm a little something, whatever. My voice is a little raspy, but it's okay. So he had that joint. Tell me what else he released after that. And he could have very well released some other singles, but here in Chicago, I don't remember hearing anything else. But who's to say he didn't have other songs released in other cities or states, you know? So, you know, so, but he was under RCA, but you see what I'm saying? That's exactly what I'm saying. You didn't hear really anything else from him. So, saying all that to say, RCA was kind of like the label known for not really, you know what I'm saying? It was like they picked and choose, you know, of who they really would put out. And this other artist, I know I won't even get into that, but a lot of them artists was like, boom, they had a few releases and then, you know, it was like wind blowing, like you ain't hear nothing else from them. So it kind of comes down to that. It's hard to say. That's why I'm just hoping they just really doing it for the culture. But you know, like, you know, people all over, they're going to pit it and say so-and-so won, so-and-so. I just think it's going to be a whole vibe, and I don't know if they're going to be in the same room. Well, being it is COVID, they might have them in separate rooms, but have a split screen or whatever. But you know, it's gonna be a whole vibe. I can't really say so and so gonna get them, because they're two of my favorite girl groups. They really are. I grew up with them. You know, SWV first and then Escape second, and then, you know, even now, both of them still making music, you know, and just beautiful music. Still, I'm still a fan of all of them, of all of their artisticness. I'm a fan. I'm a great fan of it. Follow them. A fan of them in reality shows. I am a fan. So I can't say who's going to win, but I'm going to sit back and kind of let people decide when it come up in May. You know, people going to say what they going to say. But again, most people that say that, they don't even know a lot of the gems that's on those albums that did not make it to radio play. You know, like SWV, they had It's a Fine Time. That song by itself, my God. And SWV had another song, All Night Long, that was on the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack. You know, that song was huge. But I don't know how many people know it because I don't know the distribution. You know that movie was big and the soundtrack was big. But, you know, who knows who was actually vibing to SWV and Coco song, that All Night Long. That joint was hot. Well, that was a ballad. And I love all ballads. I love all things ballad. I love what we call slow music. I love it because I love the instrumentation. I love the superfluity of it. I hear a lot of background stuff that most people don't hear, instruments and vocals. You know, I pay attention a lot of times. I can recognize voices, be like, oh, that's so-and-so, like Faith Evans in the background. You know, that's Mary J. Blige. Oh, that's, you know, Shanice. I know voices, you know, where I can spot. So again, you know, SWV versus Xscape, who's gonna win? I don't think there is a winner one above the other. I think they're both winners because they're both great in their own right. I just think a lot of times that society is not aware of the catalogs of many artists because of the labels, you know, the lack of support. You know, like the last two albums SWV did, you know, they didn't really have a lot of support. I didn't even know that they put out an album. I went searching because they had a reality show that I happened to stumble across and seen that they put out an album. And then I picked up the album, I pulled it up on YouTube and found some gems again. But again, if you're not that person, you're not that Sherlock like that, you ain't got that sleuthing spirit, you're not gonna find these gems. You know what I'm saying? When Xscape did their music, when they had a new member, when Candy had left the group, you know, and they had a new member, and I don't even know the young lady name. I can't even tell you the music they was doing with her. I don't know if she just went on tour with them or if they actually did an album with the new young lady. I don't know. I just know the original Xscape, they have a unique sound that can never really be replaced, you know. So SWV versus Xscape, that is something to behold. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully I get to catch it because I just be so busy in my bag doing stuff. You know, sometimes I miss it and I want to be in the moment. I don't want to do a replay. I want to catch the replay. I want to be in the moment with everybody else so I can vibe and be taken back in my time machine. So you tell me. But before y'all tell me, I'm going to hit y'all with this interview to try to see what my people think. You know, what my people think in the street. I'll probably get a few people to chime in to see how they feel. Who going to do it? Xscape or SWV? So you let me know. Just take a listen. So with the SWV versus Xscape, T Perkins, what do you think? Who would you choose, or do you have anything to add to feel like SWV might take it or Xscape might take it? Give me some of your reasons why.
I like both groups, but I think I'm torn towards SWV more so because of the type of music that I like, because of the type of sound that they have, especially Coco. Xscape, nothing against them. However, some of them, I think it was only one of them that I really preferred to hear, and that was the sister that was Tasha. I'll say it was Tasha. She was the one that had the sound to me. Regardless of each one of them having their own sound in the blend, she still stood out despite all
the heavy set one.
As opposed to SWV, yes, Coco was the lead, but it was their sound that I was drawn more to, so I would go with SWV.
So do you think if they went song for song, who do you think got the more releases, though? Who got the songs that you know?
I guess I couldn't say that off top. I guess I wasn't caught up into the number of releases, who they producers was, who they record.
But if was. For who you, what you heard on the radio, like what songs did you hear more on the radio though?
I could not call their songs one by one. Wow. Either one of them. Okay. I couldn't. By name. I just could not. But SW, you knew the sound of SWV. You knew who SWV was. You knew who Xscape was. At the time, they both carried their ground. You know, I still would probably gear more towards SWV.
Because they had more to
R&B, lovey-dovey type swing versus Escape. Escape had more of a hip-hop. They did sing some R&B, but they had, like, their whole swag was built off, like, a hip-hop R&B swing. It was that Devante swing sound, you know what I'm saying, that kicked them off.
Yeah, it was, but, I mean, yeah. And it was still during my era, but it still was SWV for me.
Because SWV was out first. They came out, I remember I was 14 when they dropped their first single, and Escape came out when I was 16. So they came out with Just Kicking. That was
and
Escape.
And then the other thing, too, when it comes to radio, yeah, an artist can have however many releases, but it's like whatever the hottest thing going, that's all you're going to hear.
Right.
That's all. And so I feel like even today, we didn't know it during the time when we loved listening to the radio, when we recorded our CDs, not CDs, but our cassette tapes. We didn't know that it was still basically the same thing. They only had a certain number of songs in rotation. Yep. It was hypnotic. So you listen to the same thing morning, noon, and night. And so now that I'm older, it's like, ugh, it's so much music in the world that you could be hearing, but they're playing the same old, same old. So during the time of SWV and Escape, you really only heard the hits, okay. You know?
So your final answer, SWV, that's who you sat with.
SWV, that's who I would go with. Yes.
Well, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. So, for all y'all out there listening, y'all can stop tripping. Stop trying to cast your vote early without giving some inside information, because you just can't pick one or the other and say this, that, that. You're going to have to give your reason, like my girl T. Perkins just did. So, her vote is SWV. I still can't call it, but it is what it is. Just make sure you tune in and listen in May on Instagram on the Versus channel to see, you know, who gonna win it. I'm just there for the culture of music, you know, so I want to hear. So that's what's up. And remember, stop tripping. Aha! Uh-huh.